Blog Talk Radio.
This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm coming to you live. I know some people have told me, coming to you live, what does that mean? That means that this is not pre-taped. You're hearing it live, off the cuff, whatever way you want to say it. But right now, I have a special guest with me, one of my best friends, Dan J. Butler, out of the Washington, D.C. area. And so I'm doing the show format just a little differently. I will open up lines in a little while so you guys can actually correspond and call in. I'm gonna do that stuff in a little while. But for right now, the topic is, how do you define success, or does success define who you are? Dan, what do you think about that, man?
I think we define success, looking at it from our Christian point of view, is the gifts that God has given us, and we're able to use those gifts to serve humanity and to allow that to be our worship and praise back to Him. And anything that God is involved in your life is going to be successful. So I define success as using the gifts that God has given me to live this life here on earth.
That's true. You know, Dan, you're involved in ministry, and I can say that this, you know, you do have a heart for worship. You have a heart to give God all the glory in your life, and I've seen you go from really, really prosperous as people. The world might say successful, but you also sacrificed for some things when God called you to do some things. You sacrificed, I'm not trying to put your business out there, but you know, you sacrificed, and it's paying off. That sacrifice is paying off. Some people might say, okay, he's successful, now you hit a rough spot. But you really didn't hit a rough spot, because God was preparing you for what's going to be, you're going to be blessed even beyond what you were, how you were blessed before financially.
Right.
And not just saying financially, but spiritually, I've seen you grow.
Right.
You know, so success, keeping God first, you know, I've seen you grow. You know, financially, you know, you sacrificed, you gave it up, you didn't have to, but you did. But spiritually, you came, you really, really grew. So it's amazing about that success. And say, whatever you do for God, that's success.
Yeah. Just to elaborate a little bit, a lot of times we look at the world and we think we got to follow what the world has planned. Like, in 4 years, you need to go to college, and by this time, you're married. By this time, you should have this amount of money. But when you choose Christ, you're going to have to give up some of those things. Some of those things are going to be in your way, and you're not going to be able to serve Him if you don't make a sacrifice. Just
right.
Like when Abraham sacrificed his son, you know, he had to make a sacrifice. You know, his son Isaac was, I'm sure he loved him very much, but he still had to go and sacrifice him. And we see what happened when they got to the stage, right at the immediate point when they began, he had to sacrifice his son, there was a ram in the bush. But one thing Abraham did, he had faith, and he made the sacrifice. And God was in that whole plan only because he obeyed.
Well, that's amazing, Dad. You know, it's amazing about that sacrifice, having that that heart, saying, you know what, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And the reason why I believe that God placed this particular subject on my heart is the fact that so many of us allow people to define who we are as Christians, as men and women of God. We have to remember what success is. Otherwise, we'll start going after the goals of those who don't know Christ. You know, and think about it as far as direction. Now, I'm not saying if someone doesn't know Christ that they're bad people. I'm not saying that. But as far as materialistic, this, and now it is true, I shouldn't say generally a general statement like that, because there are people who don't know Christ, who don't have a relationship with God. I'm not talking about the religion part. I'm talking about a relationship where they're praying to God and asking God to show them His will for them in their lives. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there are some people out there who are good people but don't know Christ and who are not materialistic. But for those who are materialistic, we can miss things and can really miss out if our focus is on the wrong thing. If our focus is on, I don't have those shoes, so I'm not successful. But once I do get those shoes, then I'm successful because I have these shoes on. You know, if you lose those shoes, if you lose things that you do have, you know, what will happen then? What will happen then? You know, how shallow is that? You know, what would actually go through your mind? You know, I know there's some people who've gone through various trials and temptations and things like that. You know, going through life experiences, and when they've lost the things that they did have, they totally lost it. You know, and then next thing you know, They're ready to kill themselves. There's some, and I did hear this story from someone earlier today, and I believe it was from someone actually last night. One of the callers from I guess actually Tuesday night, and one of the things about it is that when some of these people who lost their money and lost things, they did not know how to handle it. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to do it. And some millionaires and billionaires commit suicide.
Yeah.
Because they had everything, their riches stored, they felt here on earth. They could not handle not having grade A treatment. They could not handle that at all. And some of them killed themselves. So you do have to ask yourself, how do I view success? Or does my success find who I am? That's a question I believe that all of us have to ask. You know, and the thing about this is, Dan, I see that as you're being exalted in your life, what God's doing in your life, that while that's happening, while it's also happening, you know, you have a different perspective, because you've always had a respect perspective. You've always been a giving person. You know, you always get to your friends. And I think during time you find out, you know, who your friends are. You know, so you've given. And so you know that you define success. Your definition of success is doing whatever it is that God's called you to do. You know, so that's a blessing right now. But for you, those who are listening, I appreciate you listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. Feel free to send me a shout-out at gwriteonline@yahoo.com, gwriteonline@yahoo.com, or also feel free to send me a shout-out on Yahoo. My screen name is gwriteonline. Right now, I'm going to say, being adieu to my boy Dan. And Dan, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're welcome, man.
All right, be blessed.
All right. And so we'll get with Dan later.
Right. Yeah, I'll stick around.
Okay. Right. Call. I'm gonna text you the number so you can call on your phone. All right. So I give it to you, Len. All right. Okay. And for your old school listeners, we're gonna keeping it real. I'm coming to you actually live on the spot. And I'll holler at you later, Dan. You know, but you know what? Sometimes we do it like this. We have a different format. We're just doing a different format. A different format tonight, but in a few minutes I'll be back in the studio. Just wanted to change things up around a little bit, and you know, we've heard, I don't know if you've heard, but Pop Winans just recently passed, so definitely want to send a shout out to the Winans family. You know, first of all, if you know G. Wright, you know that G. Wright loves the Winans family. You know that G. Wright loves the Winans family. I love all of them because their music has influenced me in my life, has influenced my music as well. You know, and in fact, this that he left a rich legacy. And for those who are listening to the sound of my voice, I just want to encourage you today to always, always, always keep God first. You know, no matter what, it doesn't mean that we're perfect. It doesn't mean that we're perfect at all, but what we got to do is keep God first, no matter what is going on. No matter what is going on, we got to keep God first. And when you keep God first, you can have a rich legacy to leave behind for your children. For your seeds. Pop Winans, he left a rich legacy. And that's a legacy that no matter what, he's blessed. No matter what is going on, he is blessed. And blessed, his seed is blessed. So I just want to encourage you right now that that you pray for their family and pray for the Winans family that they'll have peace during this time. I want you to also pray for yourself, that you will have a legacy to leave behind. Because we all have a time, y'all. We all have a time. We all have time to, there's a season for everything. There's a season to grow. There's a season to live. And there's a season to die. Now, personally, I'm not going to go deep fully into my personal experience, but I'd say this, I'll just skim a little bit of it for you. My grandmother, she went to be with the Lord on Thanksgiving Day that morning. And I'll just say this. My grandmother came to me, and in a dream, told me she loved me, and we talked for a little while. You know, if you knew me, if you knew my grandmother, you knew that she was suffering from dementia. So she would come and go. But in my dream, I'd say she was just beautiful. It was, words cannot describe that. But the biggest thing that left, the impression it left on my heart was the impression of this. What is my definition of success? And not just, what is my definition of success? Those things make me who I am. And one of the messages that my grandmother told me to do was to always give God the glory and to live my life for Christ. And then she said some other things that I'm not going to say on the air because that's personal. That's personal. I'm just sharing just a little bit. But the point that I left, that encounter with my grandmother in my dream, when she was fully well, when she was like years younger, and she was talking to me, and she looked gorgeous. So she was beautiful, and she was young, and just vibrant. And the thing about it, it left me with this impression. What kind of life will I leave behind? What kind of legacy will what I leave behind. But I just want to encourage you today that as the Winans family mourn Pop Winans, and as I believe the gospel community and the Christian community, as we mourn his, as we mourn for his family in the passing of a great man of God, a man who raised, who helped to raise, and fathered, I guess, ten children. That's a lot of children, y'all. You know, and children who love the Lord. You know, we're not perfect, but who raised his children to serve God. And pretty much they all are. Like I said, you know, I'm not putting anyone on a pedestal or anything like that. But the point I'm making is this. He sacrificed. And his family saw the rewards and benefits of that sacrifice. So right now, I'm just going to play just a little bit of Winans Phase 2 for you guys. And I appreciate you guys just tuning in to the Heart Love Radio Show. And sit back and relax. Thank you. To the one in his family, you know, and if you haven't let Christ into your life and into your heart, you guys have to let him in. You have to let God in. You have to let Jesus Christ come into your life and into your heart. Have a legacy. I think the biggest thing is this: if you don't know Jesus today, one thing you have to do is let him in. How do you define success? Success is defined, in my opinion, which I agree with my buddy Dan and what some of the other people called yesterday, is when you decide, when you get to a point in your life where you decide that you will follow Christ, where you will follow Christ in everything that you do, in everything that you say, you know, and that to me is success. I think that's success, y'all. You know, I don't believe that it's by anything else other than by what you do for Christ. But that's what's going to last, y'all. That's what's going to last. What you do is for Christ is what's going to last, no matter what. Right now, I'm going to call my boy T.A.Z. and see if T.A.Z. We'll see what T.A.Z. is up to, or is not happening. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. I was trying to get in touch with my boy T.A.Z. because I was gonna call him on the line and see what he's talking about and see. How does he define success? So you guys hold on for a second. Hey guys, you know what? This is G-Wright coming to you live again. And I apologize for that. I tried to do something suave and a little different on the show and try to actually call my big brother, T.A.Z., in the house for him to actually come out. But things didn't happen the way I thought that they were going to happen. You know, so it started to actually give his number. So I apologize for that little break. I had to change some things, but you know, we are coming to you live, so you're actually walking down the street, you're actually in the street with me, and I'm sitting here, I just have to let you guys know this, it's amazing that I'm seeing so many people going through things and struggling and struggling to make things work, struggling to make it, struggling in every area of their lives. So it amazes me. And it leaves me at this point where I just had to ask this question about success. How do you define success? In a few minutes, I'll have the lines open in a few minutes. But in the meantime, just walk with me. Just walk with me wherever you are right now. I want you to get your questions ready. And I appreciate you for making this show a favorite of yours. So feel free, get your telephones ready. I want you to have your pens, your questions for me in a few minutes when I'm up here in the studio. But the question is, again, how do you define success, or does success define who you are? The phone lines will be open within the next 5 minutes. So I want you guys to get your questions ready. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. And I try to switch things up from time to time. And so right now, you're walking with me as I'm walking in the D.C. area. So just sit back and relax wherever you are. And I'm just gonna give you a brief scenario. You're walking in life. You're swimming through life. And as you swim through life, as you swim, sometimes you collect different things. And I'm just using some kind of illustration. As you swim in life, there are lessons that you learn. When you're by yourself, there are lessons that you learn, about yourself that you did not realize you could do this, you did not realize that you had the ability to do that. And you end up learning a lot about yourself. Well, I want to encourage you today, right now, that sometimes when you're going through that stuff and you're learning different things when you're by yourself, sometimes, don't forget, it's not about the accolades that you win. It's not about how fast you swim or are you able to stay afloat. You know, different techniques, those things that help you to stay afloat. But really, you've got to know what you're doing. You've got to know how you swim. You've got to know how to swim. Not just the fact that you can swim, but how. Not just the fact that you can do it. So when you go through life, you swim, you come up for breath, and then you go back in the water and you swim some more. Now, what will make a difference between someone who really understands the whole idea of swimming is someone who understands that if you know how to swim, you will recognize if you're going around in a circle or if you are swimming a direct path. You will understand that. So my point for you right now is to encourage you that if you know how to swim, if you know exactly how you can swim, if you know exactly what you're doing, you will recognize that when you do come up for breath, you're not going to be in the same place that you were when you went back under the water. Success to me is a little bit like that. If you understand the principles of success, you know, I know it's a different subject, but if you understand the principles of success, you're going to realize that you're not going to be in the exact same spot as you were yesterday. You're not going to be in the same exact spot as you were the day before. You will understand that. You will understand that. You will know that you are not in the exact same spot. But you definitely don't want to be going in circles. So in your defining success, or how do you define success, and I'm telling you that, personally, from my standpoint, when you keep God first and you do things that God puts in your heart, then you will have success. When you keep His word on your lips and in your mouth, your thoughts, your mind, every part of you, and you write out those goals. It says, like the word of God says, to write out the vision and make it plain. And then it said in the Old Testament, He said that His people died from lack of knowledge.
Faith has a lack of knowledge. So the thing about it is this, write it out and then believe. Write it out and then believe. That's what it's all about. Eventually, that's what it's all about. So I can see right now already that we're going to have to go to another part, part two, about the success thing, and really getting it down, what success is really all about. Because I'm telling you, you've got to know what you're doing and why you're doing it. And if you notice that, if you understand, when things do come your way, you're going to be in a better place. You're going to be able to do what it is that God's called you to do. But I'm telling you, if your focus is on the outer things, hoping that will fulfill your inner longings, then you're out of control. It's not going to happen like that. You know, so with that success comes responsibility. That's another topic in itself. But feel free, like I said, the phone lines are about to open in a few minutes. So I want you just to sit back, get your questions ready. Feel free, hit me up at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Also, my screen name is gwriteonline. Feel free to send me an IM message or something like that. But, you know, for you guys who are listening right now, I just want to say thanks so much. Thank you so much for making this show a favorite of yours. I know it's a different format, but I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I appreciate the support. Right now, what I want to do right now, wherever you are, on the sound of my voice, wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, I want you to remember what it is that God has called you with all the things that are happening in your life. I want you to get to a point right now where you just begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making a way for me. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for what you're doing in my heart. Because when you get to that point, you allow God to bless you. God is going to bless you. And God will continue to bless you. So if you keep your eyes focused on Him, you will see God really, really, really bless you. You will see Him make ways for you that you have not ever seen before in your entire life. You will see it. So right now, I just want to encourage you right now that if you do things you need to do, you will see a change in your life. No, this is real. Right now, as lines are coming up, they're going to come up for you wherever you are. I want you to sit back and relax. I'm going to play a song from my first CD, a mini single, which is available on the Maxi single. And it's titled, Love is a Miracle. It's coming up. Okay. Got on just a little technical difficulty. Just sit back. Give me a minute or two while things are getting situated right there. But this is a poem that I have. It says this: a friend is one who knows you as you are, understands what you've been, accepts who you become, and still gently invites you to grow. There are many definitions of success. You know, what I want to encourage you today is this: whatever your definition of success is, keep God first. Keep God number one. And watch what God will do, can do in your life. If you keep God first, just imagine all things that God can do in your life. It makes a big difference. It makes a big, big difference what God will do and what God wants in your life. Makes a big, big difference. So I appreciate you guys for listening to our Love Radio show. I know it's a different format than what we're used to here. So I appreciate you for support, for everything that you're doing. And you guys, sit back and relax to this song.
Had to write a song about every love. It's a thing. Once you can learn it, it's a love. You can run, but there's no time. Who thinks now? Don't try to fight. Love you can say, it's nothing you can ask about. To get off track, turn around and come find back. Love you from there, is nothing you could ever do. About you lose your way, you still got a place to stay. So just somebody find out that they understand. When you tell them what you've been through, you are what you had to do. Even when you hear them say that God deserves blame, you to lay your burden down. Rest and make a joyful sound. Love you, there is nothing you could ask. You get off track, turn around and come right back. Love to never something you could ever do. But if you lose your way, you still got a place to stay. Somebody now, hold tight till you set it out. Somebody put your hand down and wipe away every tear. And if you need a prayer, even if you're 60 times over, it'll be alright because we love you and there is nothing you could ever. About if you don't try, run around and come back because we love you, but there is nothing you could ever do. About if you lose your way, still got a face to stand for
And that was Brian Courtney Wilson, Just Love, out of, I believe, Texas, Houston, Texas. And right next, right, what's about to come right now is his song, All I Need, All I Need. I hope you guys are enjoying that. You know, again, this is Brian Courtney Wilson. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show.
Do the things you do.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was All I Need by Brian Wilson Courtney. Excuse me. I believe I got that wrong. By Brian Courtney Wilson. And a good artist out of the Houston, Texas area on Music World. And, you know, that's Beyonce. That's on the Knowles. And, Matthew Knowles. But I just want to encourage you guys that no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, you know, I know it's taking a little while for the phone lines to come up tonight, but I want you to really think about what you really define success for yourself. Make that a personal goal of yours. Make it a personal thing for you to come up with. How do you view success? Because how you view success, if you define success and for yourself, in your own life, what your definition of success is, then you will be able and better equipped to make the changes you need to make and to do things you need to do. But if you don't understand what success is, if you don't understand what it means to be successful, if you don't understand, then you'll be lost. And what happens is that that's when we have people who are hurting now, people who wish that they had another way, but they don't know how. They wish that they had another way of doing things, but they don't know how to do it. They don't know what they need to do. And that's what happens, and people end up being lost. They end up hurting. They end up not understanding right from wrong. They end up running after different things, after things that they don't need to run after because they have no clue. So this, especially during this time that we're going through in our economy, in our everyday lives, you have to understand what success is. And do you define it in your own life? The phone lines will be open. You know, they're opening now. So the end, last part of the show, you know, if you like to feel free, please call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. And I know that I did want the phone lines to be open, but, you know, I just ended up doing it differently, the format differently tonight. But I want you to really think about it for yourself. Do you view yourself as successful? Do you view yourself as successful, and then how do you define success? Because first of all, you do have to ask yourself, do I view myself successful? And then ask yourself, why? And then I want you to ask yourself, well, how do I define success? You know, and you do that, and you get your answer. And then ask yourself, do the things around me define who I am? Am I defined by the things that people are saying to me? Am I defining my success by what people are saying around me? Am I defining my success because of who God says I am? Or am I defining my success by the things that are coming my way, things that I'm receiving? Oh, because people are receiving gifts. People receive gifts every day. You know, some people are blessed with cars. Some people are blessed with houses. Some people are blessed with bonuses. We're not going to even go there with that. But you can just even tell. Some people define success by how much money they get, and it doesn't even matter where the money is coming from and the fact that people might be hurting around them. So how you define success will define who you are as a person, then who you are as a child of God, who you are as someone in your community. How do I define success? Or does my success define who I am? If you feel better and more important because you're driving the Jag or the BMW, or if you have the best girlfriend, or if you have the best boyfriend on your arm, that stuff does not define who you are as a successful person. but for some people it does. I want you to really get it, really, really get it. And I know that the phone lines, it's taking a while for the phone lines to come up, but I would like to hear from you guys. The number is 646-595-4311. I want you also to know to feel free to send me an email. Let me know what you think about what I've discussed tonight. And I might just go ahead and do an extra show, an impromptu show, possibly either tomorrow or Saturday sometime. But I really want you guys to get it. You know, I really want you to get it. And I'm thinking about it too. So I'm not just preaching to you guys. I'm also preaching to myself. Because guess what? If I define success by the lives I change, by sharing God's message of love, hope, peace, and joy, then guess what? Lives will be touched regardless. People are going to come to Christ because they can look at my life and say, you know what, Greg's a good guy. Not only is he a good guy, but I can tell there's something different about him. You know, I see a glow. And if you've heard people talk about glow, I've seen a glow on this person or I've seen a glow on that person. But when you understand that, when you really truly understand what they're saying, you'll get it. You know, Pop Winans, he was a man. You know, I don't know Pop Winans. I can only go by what I saw from the years I've seen him on TV, on a TBN network. You know, and from the CDs that he and his wife have done, and throughout different various programs throughout my life. And I can say, wow, this was a man of God. This is someone who loved the Lord. This is someone who loved his wife. This is someone who set an example of a godly man. And I'm not trying to pump anyone up, because we're all human. But here's someone who left a legacy. Here's someone who understood what success was. He and his wife raised their kids to love the Lord. They raised their kids in church. They raised them understanding authority. They did the best they could, and they raised them, all 10 of them, you know, and they understood what was successful. What was successful for them was the fact of raising their kids in a godly and Christian home, you know. And so my word for you guys today, in your coming to grips of how you define success in your own personal way and in your own personal thoughts, I want you to really, really get it deep down in your heart what's really happening. Because if you can get into your psyche and understand who you are as a person and how you define success, if you are on the wrong path, if you're on the wrong road right now, you have breath in your body, you are able to make that change and line it up with what God is saying. In God's word, you know, you keep the word of God in your mouth. You ponder the path of your feet. You ponder, you think about where you're going, so your ways will be established. If you keep the word of God on your lips and you keep it in your thoughts constantly, and you're saying, hey God, I'm available to you. You know, have your way in my life. That's success. That's really success. And if you really understand it and you really get it in your heart, if you really, really get it in your mind, your soul, you understand yourself. You know, I am on Facebook. So, you know, guys, I want you to know that you guys can also get me on under Gregory Wright on Facebook, and feel free to check out my music on CD Baby. I'm also on iTunes under G Wright, WRIGHT. Don't forget to send me I am on Yahoo, G Wright Online. If you want to hit me up on email gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Also, feel free to visit my official website, which is what? gwriteonline.com and then myspace.com/theheartofloveradioshow or myspace.com/gwritesync. You know, a lot of important things are really beginning to take place in my life. And things that I prayed about are beginning to happen. But as long as I'm thankful for myself, as long as I understand what success is to me, I won't be swayed by the different things that are coming up. I won't be swayed by different things. That success comes from your relationship with God. It comes from your relationship also with yourself, understanding who you are in Christ and understanding that if God is for you, who can be against you? And no matter what you're going through, you guys, I want you to understand that all things are possible. All things are possible 24/7. All things are possible every day. Always. You know, all things are possible. I want you guys to feel free to visit me. The show will be available on Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7 next week. I have another great discussion for you guys next week. And I'm going to put it out there so you guys are going to get it. You're going to read about it by the end of the night as far as next Tuesday. And I have some important guests. I just want to do something differently tonight. And instead of opening up the lines, you know, the lines are just about to open, but the show is about to end. But what I want you to do is encourage you to understand how you define success for yourself. You can come to your own definition. I can tell you what it means to me. Everyone else who's called in or have sent me text messages or emails or I've had discussions with, we all have our own opinion of what success is. But I hope that our sharing throughout this on the Heart of Love Radio show has helped you so you can understand how do you define success. What is success? Does success define who you are? And I hope that you guys understand that's not the things that you get who make you who you are. You are who you are because that's who you are. And success, and God is who he is and who he said he is. And he never changes. So if you keep the word of God in your lips, if you do the word of God, you keep God first, and you make your plans, and you do what you feel like God is calling you to do for you in your life, then you're going to have good success. And sometimes if you get off the path, if you get off the road, God will help you come back. And then you still have the possibility of having success. I just want to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you for making this show a favorite. I know it's been just a little different today, but I hope it's something that really, really makes you think. I welcome the emails. I welcome the text messages. God bless you guys, and I'll see you on Tuesday. Have a happy Easter, and please continue to keep the Winers family in your prayers. God bless. This is G-Wright.